Welcome to the 2 Minute Disciple Podcast with your host, Nick Euler. 2 minutes of discovery leads to a lifetime of following Jesus. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. We are on day 4 now. We are making some progress going through the Gospels. We have moved now into chapter 4 of Matthew. Just a couple days ago, we were in chapter 1, and now we're into chapter 4. So it's moving fast as we go day by day, little by little, chapter by chapter, through the Gospels. And I'm so glad that you're joining me. So let's look at chapter 4 of Matthew in the New Living Translation. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted there by the devil. For 40 days and 40 nights, he fasted and became very hungry. During that time, the devil came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become loaves of bread." But Jesus told him, "No, the scriptures say people do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him up to the holy city, Jerusalem, to the highest point of the temple. And he said, "If you are the Son of God, jump off. For the scriptures say he will order his angels to protect you, and they will hold you up with their hands, so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone." Jesus responded, "The scriptures also say you must not test the Lord your God." Next, the devil took him to the peak of a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. "I will give it all to you," he said, "if you will kneel down and worship me." "Get out of here, Satan," Jesus told him, "for the scriptures say you must worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil went away, and the angels came and took care of Jesus. When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he left Judea and returned to Galilee. He went first to Nazareth, then he left there and moved to Capernaum, beside the Sea of Galilee, in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali. This fulfilled what God said through the prophet Isaiah, "In the land of Zebulun and of Naphtali, beside the sea, beyond the Jordan, is Galilee, where so many Gentiles live. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And for those who lived in a land where death casts a shadow, a light has shined." From then on, Jesus began to preach, "Repent of your sins and turn to God, for the kingdom of heaven is near." One day, as Jesus was walking along the shore of the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, also called Peter, and Andrew, throwing a net into the water, for they fished for a living. Jesus called out to them, "Come follow me, and I will show you how to fish for people." And they left their nets at once and followed him. A little further up the shore, he saw two other brothers, James and John, sitting in a boat with their father Zebedee, repairing their nets. And he called to them too. They immediately followed him, leaving the boat and their father behind. Jesus traveled throughout the region of Galilee, teaching in the synagogues and announcing the good news about the kingdom. And he healed every kind of disease and illness. News about him spread as far as Syria, and people soon began bringing to him all who were sick. And whatever their sickness or disease, or if they were demon-possessed, or epileptic, or paralyzed, he healed them all. Large crowds followed him wherever he went. People from Galilee, the 10 towns, Jerusalem, from all over Judea, and from east of the Jordan River. There is a lot to take in this chapter, so let's dive right in with my takeaways for this. First of all, Jesus handled temptation like a master. He swatted away those temptations like a horse swats flies with his tail. And the thing that amazes me the most is that every time that Jesus swatted off those temptations, he did it by saying, "It is written in the scripture." He went back to the scripture and used that as his defense against temptation. That teaches us quite a bit. So, you know, I'm not a master when it comes to temptation. I give in probably more than I care to admit. But the thing that I've learned the most from this is that when I do face temptation, the best way to swat it away, like Jesus did, is to use scripture, to fend off those temptations by turning back to the scriptures. Jesus teaches us that masterfully. And then you begin to see Jesus' ministry. So the second thing that I've picked up on is the kinds of things that Jesus did. He called people to repent, and he called them to follow him. And then the next thing that he did was to heal the sick. All those who were sick, all those of whatever you had, whatever your ailment or your illness was, Jesus was healing. And you know what happened? Large crowds followed. So I think the thing that sticks out to me the most that I need to work on in my life is to be a master of swatting away temptation and be one of the people that follows Jesus. That's our goal. That's my goal, and I'm going to be working on that the next few days. Put that into practice in my life. So let's pray. Dear Holy Father, thank you so much for all that you do for us. Thank you for your love for us. Thank you for your healing touch on us. We thank you, Lord, that Jesus came and he called people to repentance and he called them to follow him. And then he healed the sick. Father, we come to you for all of that now. We follow you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This has been the 2-Minute Disciple Podcast. Make sure you tell all of your friends and family about this new podcast. Let's spread the word and get as many people listening so we can have a community that is reading the Gospels together.